But yeah,
that's crazy.
That is crazy. You guys want me to tell you the theory then?
Wait, what theory?
For about the Avatar?
Sure.
So apparently, you know, so like since Aang was like I guess like since he left and he was like trapped in ice for like 100 years.
Right.
People are saying when they went to the Northern Temple and then you saw I forgot her name. Sokka's ex.
Princess Yue?
Princess Yue. People are saying that Princess Yue was supposed to be the next Avatar. Because how she was born very frail. She was born just like not talking, and they had to put her in the water.
Yeah.
In order for her to like survive or whatnot, and that's right. How she got connected with the Moon Spirit.
Right.
For
right.
that reason, and that's why with all that happened, right?
And isn't the water?
The water's the
water's
next one,
right? Mm-hmm. Dang.
Yeah. Because Korra. Korra's a water avatar.
That's right. So that's that. The theory is that if Aang didn't die, or if Aang, I guess like it was like. Since he was entrapped or whatever, the process still went through because it was considered as him dying.
Right.
You know? But, like, the Rabba...
Was he not in the Avatar state when he did that?
He was. He was in the Avatar state.
But, like, so if he died then, like, it would have been over.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, if you die in the Avatar state...
It's over.
Yeah. It's over, pretty much. But I guess, like, it was the Avatar state that I'm pretty sure the Avatar state, like, diminished type thing. Because I think it's still, like... goes away type, if that makes sense.
What do you mean?
So like it was the Avatar state happened, but like as it was whatever was done, the Avatar state like ended. So it was just like regular Aang essentially that was trapped in the iceberg. But I guess like since his heart wasn't beating essentially, right, because he was like in frozen for so long, I guess it was like under the impression
type thing.
Yeah, it was under the impression that he may have passed, and that's why.
And that makes sense, like why he didn't like physically age either.
Yeah, so then that's why, like later on, you see like what happened with the princess,
right?
You know, and since like Rabba didn't go inside her, the way like it was supposed to, right? Then that's why she got connected to the moon, and then that's how Sokka, you know, ended up losing his first girlfriend. So
right, yeah. And you don't even know who Rabba is, for real. You'll find out in Korra.
That's right. You don't know who Rabba is.
Yeah, you'll find out in Korra. Season 2, to be specific.
Season 2, that's right.
Earth? Hmm? No, wait. Is that Berk?
No. So how Korra works is like, so Book 1 in Korra is air. Because, you know, we didn't have an air book in Avatar.
Oh.
Because, you know, true. Avatar was water, earth, and fire.
Yeah.
So Korra's first book is air, and then
its second book is
spirits.
Mm-hmm. And then I think its third is balance.
That's fourth. I think third is change, right?
Third is change. That's right.
And then fourth is balance. Oh. Yeah.
So she has different books.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, thought it was gonna be the same books.
No. Nah. Because as a kid, she already was like, she already like knew 3 out of 4 elements. So by the time like. It cut to her. I think she was like, how old was she in the book? Like 17, maybe?
17.
Yeah. So like by the time it got to like 17, she had mastered the 3 elements, but she still needed like to learn air.
Mm. Yeah. Cause I always wonder what balance was. Cause in Fortnite right now, they have like a whole, and I know you're going to hate this, but they have like an Avatar event going on right now.
Right. Cause I remember seeing the Korra skin or whatever.
Right. Yeah. They have the Korra skin right now. And then they have a balance Korra skin.
Oh, that's why, yeah. Mm. You remember Balance Korra.
Yeah.
She's like that green thing.
What, like the green suit?
Yeah.
And then like the short hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. When she was with Toph.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
She was with Toph?
Yeah.
You'll know.
You'll find out.
Oh, he's going to be hurt.
Dude, hold on. Wait. Can we acknowledge that King Bumi was... over 100 years old?
Oh, yeah. Bro was still alive. Bro was kicking.
That's crazy.
Right.
Like,
I thought bro was going to be kicking the dust, but that just shows how even then, bro still had abs.
Yeah.
Like, bro.
Yeah.
And, like, he still was, like, a really good, like, earthbender.
Yeah. Right. Like, dude was strong still.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I don't know how nobody ever, like, really talks about that. You know? I really don't.
Is he in the last season or no?
Of what?
Of Avatar.
Yeah.
He's going to be in the whole entire duration of that series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen them yet, I don't think.
In book three?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You'll see them.
Yeah.
You'll see them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll see them.
Yeah, you'll see them.
I really like how this has, like, y'all look at each other. I like how it has, like, the other avatars, too. Like, Roku and,
Kyoshi. And, like...
And Roku and all of them, yeah.
So, you're gonna, like, I guess, like... No, I think it was in that one. The water one after Yang Chen, after the air nomad.
Kurik or something?
Yeah, Kurik.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the one he's like, I was like the go with the flow type of avatar.
He had that little thing on his head.
Yeah, and he was surfing when it was like he's showing his montage. Oh shit. No, that. Wait, hold on. I'm spoiling that. It. That's like later on in the third freaking book.
Yeah, I don't remember that. That's I was tripping. I'm like,
My bad. You'll find out.
There's a whole bunch of shit I've been spoiled for.
I just like this is what he looked like. But yeah.
All I'm gonna say is
that's how you get.
They don't do him enough justice in the show because bro is an actual like beast.
They really don't. And I really wish like they did like I wish they did a prequel series to like other avatars before.
Dude, that'll be so dope.
Like cause I would love a Kyoshi series for real. I would love a Roku series too, but like I feel like out of like Aang and Korra, since like those are the two avatars we follow the most, I feel like Kyoshi is one of my favorites.
Do you get a lot of the past avatars with Korra?
You get to learn about the first avatar.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Because, you know, we like in Avatar Last Airbender, you don't hear about the first avatar. But then in Korra, you learn about the first avatar.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm assuming Aang's not in Korra.
He is, but like not much. Like, because, you know, he is her past life. So, like, he shows up at one point. But, like, don't expect to, like, see him, like, consistently. And, like, it's some flashbacks and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like,
right,
don't.
Because he's supposed to be dead, right?
Yeah.
He's dead.
Right. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But pretty much, like, that bro, my favorite one, other than, you know, Aang and Korra, has to be Kurik.
Yeah.
For that reason. Bro was a beast. Because, all right, so I don't know if you know, but apparently after every reincarnation of the avatar who was reborn has to fix the regret that the past avatar made.
Yeah.
So for Roku, it was the 100-year war? What was the war called?
Yeah, the 100-year war.
Yeah, the 100-year war.
Because he pretty much caused it.
Yeah, he was
kind of.
Yeah. He didn't stop it.
Yeah,
essentially what it was. And so that was Aang, his biggest regret.
And so Aang has to like fix that.
Uh-huh. And then before him, it was Roku fixing Kiyoshi's mistake or her regret. And then it was like and so forth.
Yeah.
When Kurik, dude, that freaking avatar, bro. He seems like it took a lot for him to do that. You don't really see him doing a lot of stuff in the normal world. But I'm going to tell you this, Yang Chen, she neglected the spiritual world a lot. So she got peace in the regular realm, but neglected the spiritual realm. So where this dude had to go in the spiritual realm and like fix everything. Like bro was a beast. Like he like didn't hold back for nothing type thing. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Damn.
Like,
yeah, I get you.
So like to me, he's my favorite for that reason alone.
I'm stuck on, like, this is a kid's show, and it's, like, so fucking good.
Right.
Like
the writing is crazy. Like, right. Yeah.
And, like, the pacing is really good. Like, for it to be, like, 20-something minutes, like, it goes by quick.
Yeah.
Like.
But, you get, like you get a lot from
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like, you, like, get, like, so much information from it. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
to me overall, man, it was. I keep saying this, dog, but it's the truth. It was way ahead of its time. This show came out in 2005,
and that's what's crazy.
Yeah, like it hit a lot of the freaking struggles that we still struggle today.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It's crazy, and just the whole entire thing, man.
Sorry, I'm just, I'm, because like we're talking about the Avatar, I'm thinking about Toph.
And Toph is funny. Dude,
the one scene where like they're like spreading flyers about Appa, and then she grabs the flyer and puts it on the wall.
It's upside down, like, isn't it?
It's like completely like the other way.
Honestly, oh, man, Toph like, is my favorite. Like the blind jokes were her, like, yeah. Like they all hit. Like that one, that like when her and Katara was fighting, and then she was like something about the stars or whatever, and then she was like, "Too bad you can't see it, Toph." And then like
whenever they're like riding on Appa, I think there was like this one episode where she's like, "Oh my god, it's over there!"
Yeah,
and like they're like, "Really? Where?"
And she's like, "That's what it would sound like if you actually didn't see it."
Right. Like, that, oh no.
There's another one with Sokka. I guess like he drew something or whatever. And she goes, it's like, "It's okay, Sokka. I at least think it's pretty."
I did. Like,
he gets happy. He's like, "Oh, thank you, Toph." And he's like, "That's not funny."
Right.
I love their interactions.
Yeah.
Sokka and Toph, to me, they're awesome.
They are funny. They are hilarious. I don't know, man.
It's a fire episode. I mean, fire show.
Yeah.
I'm
Are you hurt now? The fact that they didn't even add Sokka to the Fortnite thing?
Yeah, I am.
You know, like, yeah, you got Zuko. Sure, you got Korra. You got Aang. You got Katara. You got Toph. But we're Sokka.
Yeah. Sokka. I wish they had, like, because, like, in Fortnite, you can have, like, a backpack thing. I wish they had, like, Momo. Like in a backpack or something like that.
Bro,
they do.
I think they do. Or at least I saw something like it.
Cause they have a thing where you can, like, when you're jumping out of the bus, you can ride on Appa.
Oh, you can? Yeah. I was about to say they should have that.
Oh yeah. Shoot.
Oh man, oh, that's pretty dope. I'm not gonna lie.
Now that you've been watching Avatar, like if you were a bender, like what would you want to bend? Like now that you like actually have seen it and like. Could see what these people.
Sokka's bending is not included, by the way.
Man,
gonna throw the boomerang and shit.
No, that's not what it was. Do you not know what Sokka is considered? What his power is?
It's like strategy, right, or something like
that. No, like what the fan base has claimed him to be.
Oh no.
You know, because like Aang is an airbender, or the Avatar, master of all elements. Toph is an earthbender. Zuko's firebending. Katara's waterbending. You don't know what Sokka's was? You don't know what Sokka's
was? Wasn't it something about, like, combat or something?
No, dog. Like, they called him the backbender.
Actually, I've heard they've been calling him a Rizbender on social media.
Look, bro, bro's for sure. How his interactions are with Suki?
No, like, when, you haven't got there yet, because Zuko hasn't... Like, join the crew yet.
Oh, that shit was funny.
That shit was funny.
You'll find out.
I'm a guy. How about, when did you start watching it?
I texted y'all about it. I don't know when.
I swear, I feel like it was like
a week. Cause, like, I finished.
It's been a minute.
Cause I finished it in like 6 days. Like, I finished the whole show in 6 days.
I feel like this just started a week ago.
It's been a minute. It's been a little bit more than that, yeah.
But like it took me like 2 weeks to watch Korra for real. Not that like it was a bad show, but I just like, you know, when I got tired of watching, I was okay. And when I just didn't feel like watching nothing, then. But I don't know. Now I'm just fiending for more Avatar content.
The fourth. That's funny. Ah. That's so funny. It was that night.
That's crazy. It was, I think it was before the events.
Yeah, it was before. It was midday.
Okay, yeah. It was before the events transpired.
Because I remember when I was watching that, I just was like, you know what? Like, I'm going to watch Avatar. Like, because I watched it as a kid, but like as an adult, I didn't watch it as an adult. So obviously, like once you're an adult and you can actually understand everything, it's gonna hit like even more different than like as a kid. And like, cause Travis is like really into it too, And like, I was just texting him the whole time. I was just like, bro, like, where has this show been my whole life? Like,
right.
It's been there the whole entire time, dog.
Where have we been?
Oh, no, man. Apparently under a rock.
It's just like the writing, bro.
Yeah, it's literally, so it's like the writing, the storytelling. Like,
so and I hate the fact that every time that the studio, for the people who created the show, they go like, hey, we're going to do something and we're going to be a part of it. They always change up something and they're like, yeah, no, this isn't what I want.
Right.
This isn't what we envisioned.
Because that's like what happened with the live action. Because they were supposed to be part of the live action, but then they were changing stuff, so then they like walked away.
They backed out, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I hear it's good.
I'm too scared to watch it, too.
Because I think it's like long. Like hour-long episodes.
Yeah. But it's only 8 episodes, but it's still like, they still condense so much because it's like, you have like a 20-episode season,
mm-hmm.
like where like you can actually like establish like the characters, the lore, and everything, and like pace it.
I wish they had at least like freaking 13 episodes.
And I was gonna say, I feel like 13 would be reasonable.
I feel like it had enough time to do the pacing at least for the first book, because that's what it is. It's book one,
right? I feel like if they like gave them 13 episodes, they could still, like, and then with it being hour long, they could probably still, like, pretty much get all the content down
for feel like that's what they should have done, man.
Yeah.
I feel like, I hope they do this that with the second book and third book.
Yeah,
because they have been renewed for the second
season. Yeah, I just saw.
But, they're supposed to, the showrunner for season one, like, the showrunner's about to switch up. The showrunner for season one of the live action, he's finna go to Disney and work, like, on the Percy Jackson live action. Like, he's finna be an executive producer, because
I heard that's good too.
And like, I was watching it, like, the first two episodes, like, it was straight. I just like never went back to it.
Apparently, but, like a lot of people were saying, like, there are some things that they didn't have from the books, but at least the actors who have read it, they do try their best to maintain what the book has their character be like.
Right.
Because I haven't even watched the movies.
The movies aren't accurate. It's a good watch. Well, it's an okay watch, I should say.
Because I don't think I watched the movies either.
I haven't read the books.
I haven't read the books. I think I want to read the books. I think I am going to read the books. But when it comes to like the movies, you know, they're entertaining. But the movies don't really follow the books at all.
Right. That's usually how it is.
Yeah.
They usually have like some stuff, but it's not like accurate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What did Avatar start from? Was it books too, or?
They had a comic series afterwards, I think.
Afterwards?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Mm. Yeah, I think Avatar like was an original idea from them.
Yeah.
But and like, you know, like that was made to be a show, and then I think after the show, like, you know, they made like comments and stuff that like did their adventures like after like where the ending of the show went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like the reason why they didn't make another show, and a lot of people were saying like, oh man, I wish they had a show for this. I wish they had a show for this. I think it's because Nickelodeon didn't want to produce it. They don't want to like make it continue.
Yeah,
because
they were already screwing Legend of Korra over like big time.
Oh yeah.
Like, so yeah. Like.
So like, I feel like with that, they're like, okay, you know what? We at least still want to progress this.
Right.
You know.
Because when you watch Legend of Korra, like, because, like, the episodes are, shorter. Like, I think, like, it's roughly around, like, close to 13, like, you know, like, a season. Like, roughly around, you know. So Nickelodeon, they, so, like, when they were making Legend of Korra, like, they didn't know that they were going to get, like, a second season, a third season, a fourth season. So, like, when you watch each season, it feels like it's its own, like arc type of thing.
Yeah, there's mm-hmm. no, like, it isn't how Avatar, the first one, how it was, like, all connected.
Right. Because in Avatar, everything was, like, connecting up to, like, Aang having to fight Ozai and all that.
Yeah.
And Korra, like, each season, there's a new villain. Like, it doesn't feel as connected. Like, they have little callbacks to, like, previous seasons. But, like, each, like, season just feels like it's its own thing because they didn't know that they were going to get another season. So, they always made each season like it was their last season.
Mm-hmm. Having it a definite... So, that's why, like...
So, there's, like, no, like, cliffhangers
exactly. or anything
like that. Damn, that kind of sucks. I feel like that's what I like about shows, though, is like when there is a cliffhanger. Right. Because then it makes you want to watch more.
Right.
But it's like one of those things where since they didn't know if there was one, we didn't want to like leave the fans in that suspense type thing. And, and I respect that. Yeah. Because I feel like where the how the first season ended off, it was a little bit of a cliffhanger. I will say that. Yeah. It really was. But the second.
But I mean, I feel like the first season, they probably like expected people to like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then once like the second season came around, people were like.
Yeah, because that one actually did have a for sure ending. Like, ending. Mm-hmm. You know. Same with the third and fourth. But, you know.
I'll say, did you get me a water? That's over here.
I did, yeah. I always put it right there because of your computer. No, but yeah, I have like some theories on it too. Not theories, but like stuff that I've heard. You know, like, for instance, for Zuko, since he is...
let's start the episode first.
Okay.
We're like 20 minutes in.
Damn. We're just talking about Avatar.
Overall, we're like 40 minutes in, but at first, like 50 minutes didn't count.
Yeah.
Darren, do you want to open it?
Sure, I guess. Okay. Hi. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to The Deep End. I am your host, Darian Reddick, and I am with my co-host...
Gabriel Alvarez
and JB Alvarez.
Oh, y'all didn't like pause this time to see who was going to.
I mean, he had his headphones off, so I had to like.
I know. I looked at you. I'm like, oh, hopefully he does it first.
Anyways, so yeah, for our people that watch Avatar: The Last Airbender, that's like into that stuff. Like, hopefully y'all enjoyed that. But like for the people that like have not seen it. Go watch that. You're missing out. I'm telling you, you're missing out.
And like, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Like, I'm not known for having like good show recommendations. I'll be honest. Like, I like my own things, and that's it. You know,
right.
Other people may like it.
Right.
That's cool. But this show, when I say like it is a must, it has to be on your watch list because it is so good. Yeah. It doesn't matter. I'm not talking about the live action either. I'm saying the original animated series.
Right.
It's so good.
It is phenomenal.
Do y'all consider it an anime or a cartoon?
Cartoon.
It's a cartoon, right? Yeah.
It's not...
Because it was made in America.
It was made in America. So it's like, a lot of people consider it an anime because of how its contents are.
Right.
Right.
But
I feel like it's just heavenly inspired.
It's heavenly... heavenly. It's heavily inspired.
Oh, it is heavenly.
It is.
The creators that made that, they are some angels, for real.
Like, they were cooking.
Right.
I'm still a little bit pressed that they're not going to go do with the tour in Atlanta.
Right.
But you know what? It's okay. We're going to keep on moving with it.
Right. We're going to keep on pushing.
Were we talking about something?
Oh. I mean, I was just going to say, like, this one thing about Zuko, and that's good. It.
Oh, well, I wanted to go back to your question, because I never answered it about which bender I wanted to be.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
If I could do, like, the, different, like, stuff with it, like...
Like, the sub-elements?
Yeah, like how...
So, like, metal bending. Like, lightning, like, lava bending and all that. Well, y'all know what lava bending is, but you'll find out in Korra, but...
I would want to do water, because...
Because
of the blood bending.
Okay, so have you gotten to that yet, or you haven't gotten to that?
Yeah, because I saw like the episode with Hama.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You already know about the blood bending. You don't know about this, like how scary
she hasn't done anything crazy yet.
So okay, because it's when she goes on. Cause like remember when he said something about how they do the group adventures with Zuko? It's when Katara has her thing with Zuko.
Mm.
And bro, like it. Yeah, I was scared. I'm gonna be honest.
I was scared too. I deadass was like, bro.
There's a reason why I said the word what I said.
Right.
And Darren caught it right away.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, once you get to Korra, it gets even more crazy.
Like, does she also, like, go into, like, bloodbending and stuff like that?
No.
Not bloodbending.
I don't think she was taught.
Yeah.
But she has, like, other, like, sub elements and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel. I mean, airbending also has some sub elements to it. A lot of people don't really know about it.
Yeah.
Like, you can fly.
And that's rare too, because only two people have been able to do that.
Oh really?
Three. Yeah.
Who's the third one?
Who are your two?
Because I'm thinking of like the villain of that Korra
season.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
And then like who they got it from? Like the one person.
Three people. I don't know if you noticed this, but in book two, when Aang was floating that one time.
Oh, yeah. I was telling you. Oh, yeah, you did say that.
I don't know if you remember when they were stuck in that cave, right? And he got struck by lightning by Azula.
Mm-hmm.
All these other times previously, he's been in the Avatar state, you know, and he's always had an air sphere. But in that specifically, he said, "I'm sorry, Katara."
Yeah.
And then he was floating in the Avatar state too, but with no sphere.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He almost learned how to do it, but then he was struck by lightning.
Right.
Because of Azula. Yeah. So if it wasn't for Azula, he probably could have started flying.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually crazy.
Oh, yeah, because he had to let go and stuff. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about with, like, the glider. So I'm like, so many people have done that. But, like, flying just itself.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I mean, earthbendings and firebendings to me is, like, really interesting. But I can see why you would want water.
Yeah, just for, like, the bloodbending. The bloodbending would be so cool. Like, being able to control people.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds terrible, but
it touches on that too in Legend of Korra.
Yeah, dude, that's cool.
But what bender do you think you are, if you were in that universe?
Probably Toph.
You were Earth.
Yeah, Earth bender.
Yeah,
I'm more like Toph.
See, I called it. You give me Bolin vibes.
Yeah, he does give Bolin vibes. Bolin vibes. I fucking love Bolin. He's in Korra.
Oh. You'll love him.
Yeah, because we've seen both shows, so we like...
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Who were y'all's benders, if y'all could bend? If y'all could, yeah.
That bend. We want to bend?
Yeah.
Honestly, for me, it'd be pretty dope to bend lightning, like firebending. But a big part of me really likes how waterbending is, the flow of it.
Yeah.
I think honestly, I would probably do firebending, but I would do like with the different stances as well, like using air stance and like stuff like that.
Right.
Firebending, I would want a firebend. That's what I'm saying. Like, I want a firebend. To me, that's interesting. Like, having fire just like come out of my own hands, like, you know, like that to me is like
that is dope.
You know, and it's just like with anything as well, like controlling, being able to redirect lightning.
Right.
Like, come on now. That is dope to me, you know? Or like having like lightning bead like from my fingertips, you know, like just doing like average. To me, being able to use my my own fire to propel myself forward up and all that stuff, you know? Like, come on now. Like, how can you not want to have fire bending? But that's just me, though.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'd want to airbend low key.
Airbending is pretty dope. Because if it wasn't firebending, it would be airbending.
Yeah.
That's fire.
Yeah.
That's air, but that's...
Bye.
Because, like, because for airbending, you could, like, do that, like, the sphere and just, like, go running around.
Yeah.
Right,
running
around right.
Or, like,
the little air scooter that Aang be doing. Yeah. That's cool, for real. Or, I'm not saying I want to use it for evil, but what that one villain did in Korra, like, that was actually, like, bro.
You know what's foul, though? No one ever considers this other than Milo.
Mm-hmm.
Air... fart bending.
All right.
you get why I say that.
Yeah. He's like a little menace, bro.
He's but, really funny.
He's Aang's grandkid.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
He's Aang's like, cause Aang has four grandkids. Well, Aang and Katara, but that's their third grandkid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And is he like her age, or is it like?
No, he's young.
He's young. The oldest one is probably about her age or close to it. Like, around the time skip, I think she was about Katara's age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Around the time skip, really? She was. Yeah.
Because you know, Katara's, like, what, 14?
Yeah.
Yeah, because in, like, the first three seasons, I think...
Jinara was 12.
Yeah, so about like, season four, like, she's probably about Katara's age.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are they also, like, are there...
Or if not, she was Aang's age.
Is her team like benders, or is it like they're all benders?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got
no. It's the same thing.
Oh yeah. It's Yeah, it's the same thing. I forgot about Asami.
How can you forget about Asami?
It's like an earthbender, a waterbender, then like some other. It's like a mixture of benders.
Well, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And well, then like, that one guy.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Pretty much, that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does she have an Appa?
Yeah.
She has a Naga.
She has a Naga, yeah.
Does she have a Momo?
No.
Damn.
Pabu, but that's Bolin's.
It's still a Momo.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he'd be on the shoulder and stuff, yeah, so yeah. You would say.
You got Pabu.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's pretty dope.
I wonder when does it take place?
Like, ooh. Korra or like Avatar?
Avatar.
Let me check.
Because, like, if you look at the map of, like, Avatar and, like, how it's, like, how it is, it does not look like, you, like, right now. It looks like before Pangaea.
It is apparently a fairly definite date for Avatar The Last Airbender would be 1852 to 53.
Mm.
Apparently the entirety of Avatar takes place during 99 to 100 AG.
AG?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
I think they made it up. I'm not 100% sure.
You said AG?
AG.
After yeah. grass? After AG after God? Probably.
Oh, probably. Could be.
Because I don't know why I said after grass.
Yeah, because I was like, what the fuck grass got to do with it?
Because, what's the other one? It's like B something.
Before Christ?
BC.
BC.
Before Christ, before yeah. Christ. And then AC is after Christ, I think.
Yeah.
So I think it's the same thing.
Gotcha.
But this is taking place 99 to 100 AG. That's with Aang.
Yeah. Because Korra takes place in, like, the, like, 1920s. Like.
And then Korra is 153 AG or 157 AG around that time period.
So you said she's 1920s?
Like it's given, like, that type of
vibe. It's giving 1920s vibe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was probably, like, 18-something.
1850-something. That's what yeah. they said.
Like, interesting. Because I think, like, Korra takes place, like, roughly, like, 70 years after Avatar.
60.
60?
65, I think. 65 years.
Oh, shoot.
That's crazy. Does it say how he died?
You'll find out.
In Korra? Or
yeah, in Korra.
Oh, okay. Is it crazy?
No.
Is it old age? No, right? Because how would he die of old age? He's 100-something.
You would think.
I mean, I think he died at like age 60-something, right? Didn't he die at like 60-something?
66.
So technically 166.
He was 166 years old.
Because, you know, you have to include the 100 years and shit.
Yeah. So it's like 50-something. Because he's 12.
Yeah.
So it's like...
54. 54 years after. Yeah.
Crazy. Dang.
Yeah. Someone else on Team Avatar died, but I'm not going to let you know who. You'll find out.
It's okay. I'll find out.
You'll find out.
Some way.
You'll find out. Oh, yeah.
Are there other people in Team Avatar that are in Korra?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Katara's in, like, one of the first, like, few scenes.
Say no more.
Oh.
Yeah.
My bad.
Don't tell me which one died.
Say no more.
Oh, I was going to say who died. I was right. just saying, like...
But like, I mean, but, like, if you list them out, like, I already know Toph is in there.
Yeah.
And Katara's in there.
I was just going to say... Just say no more. That's all I was going to say.
Just say no more.
That's all I was going to say.
There are some Avatar The Last Airbender, the OG team that are in...
That's cool.
Yeah.
Not all of them, though.
Are like the temples still a thing, or that's like gone?
The temples, yeah, they're still a thing.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, the whole entire concept of it is just like interesting, man. It's like, oh man, the sub elements, man. Oh, they're gonna start up a new show with an Earth avatar.
Yeah.
Really? I hope they do.
Yeah.
That would be actually really cool. Like a live action? I mean, animated one?
Animated, yeah.
That would be cool.
Because, like, after the movie takes place, because the movie's taking place after...
Oh, yeah, there is a movie, huh?
Yeah, that's taking place after Aang and his crew. So it's mainly based off Aang and Katara's stuff. But like you, of course, you have like the stuff with Sokka and Toph and Zuko.
So it's because I know you said something about like an Avatar movie, but I don't know, like I didn't like read anything about it. It's off Aang.
It's off of the OG team.
That's cool.
Cool. Cause I think there's like, aren't they confirmed for like 3 movies
or something? I hope so.
I think they're confirmed.
The OG team.
Well, I think it's different. Cause I think one movie is a Zuko movie. I would love to get a Zuko movie. Cause honestly, like I need to see. Cause I know like they explain what happened to his mom like in the comics, but like I would love to see it. You know.
Yeah.
But I think the movie that I was talking about is like the Aang movie, because it's called Aang the Last Airbender, which I feel like they could have came up with a better name. Sorry.
But I feel like they did it for a reason, because it's not Avatar the Last Airbender.
Yeah.
It's specifically talking about Aang. So there's a reason why they said Aang the Last Airbender.
Yeah.
So it's going to take place after the war.
After the last episode of the season. It's going to be like years after
they're
that.
It's supposed to be them in their prime.
Yeah.
I think they're supposed to be like in their 20s.
Early 20s, yeah. Mid.
Dog, if Sokka looks like what he is, like his persona is, like with the beard, the mustache.
Let me show you what Sokka looks like. I can at least show you that.
They come out with images and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Of like just how they look.
Because you know how they look in the... you know how they look in Legend of Korra.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, is that Zuko?
Yeah.
Zuko looks hideous.
What picture you showed him?
Just the one that
based off. Oh, that one.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you haven't seen the actual thing, huh?
Uh-uh. I haven't seen it.
Hold on. Yeah, it says that the film that's coming out next year marks the first of 3 planned theatrical releases. So they're making like 3 movies.
That's fire.
No, that's air. Underfoot.
Dude, I really can't. Wait, when is it releasing?
October 10th, 2025.
Damn.
Right. But like, it's coming out in theaters though. And that's why I'm like, dang. Like, man. Like they, cause you know, like, I, like the Avatar fandom. It's huge. Like mm-hmm. it's they gonna make some money off of that film.
Man, you know what's out in theaters right now? The Spider-Man movies. Right now. Really?
I literally at work.
That's how they're gonna look?
That's how they look like in
Legend of Korra?
In Legend of Korra.
Let me see.
Why do they look so terrifying? Who? All of them. Bro, they make a big ass head. Big ass head, bro.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they're gonna be a lot younger than that, but
yeah, cause I think in Korra, like the flashbacks that they showed of Aang, I think he was like 40, right?
He was like 40, yeah.
Cause
he already had.
Yeah, bro. Why do they got big old heads? They got long heads.
It's just how they designed it. I don't know, man.
All right,
but the only voice actor from the original show that's gonna return is Zuko. So
really,
yeah.
Dang, that sucks.
So everybody else, well, like Aang's voice actor actually retired. Like he retired a long time ago.
Aang's voice actor was actually 12 when he did that. Everybody else recorded together.
What the fuck did he retire for? Isn't he like, if he's 12, like when he recorded it?
Yeah, 2005.
The fuck, he's young as hell.
He's young, but I guess like he just didn't want to continue it. You know, And I respect that, you know.
Yeah.
But he was a kid with all that, and everybody else was like a little bit older. Right. I mean, they're still kids too, you know, but they're older, and they were able to record together. But he was the only one who wasn't actually able to record together. And the only time that they actually saw each other, I think, was during the premiere.
Of the show?
Yeah. I think that's what it was. That was the very first time they saw each other, all of them all together.
Wow.
Or until he was like a little bit older. But it was one of the two. Because other than that, he recorded it from his home.
Yeah.
Where was he from? Can he just like not record? Like,
well, it's not that. It's just like he was really young, and his parents didn't want him to fly out, or they couldn't fly out. One of the two, but like, cause it was, I think, being produced. The whole entire show was being produced like over there in LA. I'm pretty sure.
Right.
Did you know he was the voice of Pablo in Backyardigans?
Really? You know who I heard was in there? Like, I, like, watched the episode and I heard his voice. I'm like, dude, that's him. It's Poe's dad.
Who?
Like Poe, like, from, yeah, like, Kung Fu Panda. Like, his dad, the little bird.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he voiced one of the people. It was when they were in that cave with the air nomads. With the nomads, not the air nomads. The people that
secret sing. Tunnel.
Yeah. It was one of them. I can't remember which one, but it was one of them. And I'm like, dude.
Oh, because I thought it was the little lover's cave one.
That is that one.
Yeah, that one.
The secret tunnel. Oh, it is. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay.
Let me see.
Because I was like, I'm like, dude, this guy's voice sounds so familiar, and his voice is actually the same person that's in
James Hong, Mr. Ping.
Yeah, that same movie with Ryan Reynolds. He's the grandpa. His alter identity.
Oh, R.I.P.D.
R.I.P.D. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it was. That's funny.
I'm not seeing him on here for.
I don't see it either, but TLA. It really sounds like him. Like, it sounded like exactly like the bird.
Yeah,
I really thought it was him.
It'd be pretty dope if it was.
I found it. It says he voiced Monk Toshi and then Mayor Tong.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's far.
Heck yeah. So branching a little bit off of Avatar, The Last Airbender, because as much as I would love to talk about it, we can't make the whole entire podcast about
right.
it. Have you guys known, or do you guys know about the burnt toast theory?
Burnt toast theory?
Burnt toast theory?
So the theory is whenever you burned your toast in the morning, like if you're going to have breakfast or whatever, you're going to take the time to remake a toast and, and to enjoy it. But during the whole entire time of that takes you to make that toast, you probably already missed a potential car accident. You missed seeing someone that you're supposed to be with, see meeting all these different things. So it's pretty much saying it was because of this one thing that prevented you from other things happening. Meaning everything happens for a reason is what the theory is about.
So when you burn toast, it's because something could have happened, and it just like...
Well, not specifically toast per se, but that's just what it's used as.
Right.
Like something small like that. Let's say like you forgetting your keys.
Right.
You run back, you get it. In that time that took you to go back to go get it, you probably missed your car crash.
Right.
You know?
That actually makes sense.
Or like...
And then you just drive by, you're like, oh my God.
What and there's a car crash, yeah. Or maybe like there's a time where you probably decided to take one road instead of the other road.
Right.
You know, you probably missed an encounter with somebody. You know, it's just stuff like that. It's the theory is that things happen for a reason.
Right.
And they're like, that's just what it is.
I believe that though.
You know, and that's the whole thing I think is about.
Because that reminds me of like Seth MacFarlane. Because... he was supposed to be on the plane, like, in 9/11.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, but he was drinking that night, and he mm-hmm. was, like, hungover, so he missed his flight. So, like, you know.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, and if he was on that flight, you know, Family Guy would have, like...
We wouldn't have had it.
Yeah, like Family Guy would have like ended then.
Oh, that's right. It would have ended. I forgot it started like in 19 something.
Yeah, it would have ended then. And like, because, you know, Family Guy got canceled before and then like it came back. It would like got canceled and it like would have stayed. Like,
yeah.
Because, you know, he did like majority of the voices too. So
Brian, Peter, Quagmire.
Stewie. Tom Tucker.
That's right, Tom Tucker.
And like a whole bunch more.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Drake's diss track that leaked online?
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
I heard parts of it, yeah.
It actually went in, though, low-key. I liked it.
People are saying that it's not him, that it's AI.
But, like, it has to be real, because Drake's been posting on social media, and he's been petty on social media. Like,
really?
He, like, Let me see if it's still on here. Like it has to be real, cause like Drake wouldn't be posting that if it wasn't real.
I mean, unless somebody took the comments and everything, decided to make a diss track of their own.
So like on this clip, cause you know, it's like that one line where he says something about Metro Boomin.
When he was like, shut up, Metro, make some drums or something. Yeah. Yeah.
So like on this right here, I'm gonna listen. And like, that's so funny. And like, this is on Drake's actual Instagram.
That's funny.
Like, so it has to be real.
Like, that's funny.
Like, yeah. And then, yeah, I just...
Dude, what... Like, low-key, what do you do in Metro's position, bro? Because, like, if you shut the fuck up, you'd make some drums, bro. Like you're just
If it was me, I feel like...
And then if you retire, Drake just ended your career.
At this point, he gonna have to hop on the mic.
Right.
He got to spit something.
I mean, why can he not just like not do shit anymore? Isn't that an option? Or does he look like a bitch doing that too?
If he doesn't do anything?
No, if he like says like, nah, man, fuck you, Drake. I ain't recording. I'm not doing anything for you now.
What do you mean?
Like production beef together.
Oh yeah, they like he doesn't make beats for Drake or nothing.
Oh, he doesn't at all.
Yeah, yeah. They got beef or whatever. So like he like could they like because if you listen to Drake's beats, like when it has producer tag, you don't never hear a Metro like tag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that anymore. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see. I thought they were still doing beats together. That's why. Okay. Yeah. No. What do you do?
That's what I'm saying. Cause like
I mean, the only thing you can do is do a diss track back, right?
I mean, you have to.
I mean, that's the only. Other than that, you're gonna be looked at as like, there's no good outcome.
Yeah. What was the apology thing that J. Cole did, bro? Cause J. Cole dropped an album.
A surprise album, with that.
Right. So last minute, and it's called My Delete Later, which he hasn't. So that's good.
Well.
He took
off 7 Minute Drove.
Right, which was the...
Kendrick Lamar just track, yeah.
And, yeah, he took that off. Is it just off Apple Music or is it on Spotify, too?
I think it's all streaming services. I know, because I had it, like, saved in my playlist, but I can't, like, listen to it no more. Because I actually have a couple songs off the album saved.
Right. Like, literally. This is literally one I was just listening to. Crocodile Tears.
Crocodile Tears go in. And then, the one with Central C goes in, like... For it to be like a little UK drill song, like for it to be like a little UK drill beat, and then it's like the it's another one I like. It's like something Ibiza.
Yeah, it's not there, but yeah,
the trade the truth and Ibiza. Yeah. That's probably like my favorite one off the album.
It's pretty good. So yeah, And then he made, like, an apology, which I didn't see it. I don't know what it was about.
Well, he pretty much was saying, like, he felt like, you know, because, like, some of the stuff he said in the diss track, he pretty much was, like, coming at Kendrick Lamar's, like, discography and, like it's Kendrick. Like, you know, Kendrick puts a lot of time into his music because, you know, he doesn't drop like that. He rarely drops. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, for you to, like, come at his discography, like, I was, like... If it was anybody else, I'd be okay. But it's Kendrick Lamar. And it's like... And I fuck with both of them. I like both of them. So it's just like... But he pretty much was saying like how he didn't feel right. Like he didn't feel right doing it and all that stuff. Da, da, da.
He just felt like he had to.
Yeah. And like it didn't sit right with him personally. Like,
right.
So he was like... he's just going... Like remove the song and all that.
I hope Kendrick just comes back and like you a bitch for that.
Yeah. Honestly, like Kendrick need to just get in the studio. He need to just drop a little song. Like,
right.
Like drop a full song. Like not no feature. Like.
Mm-hmm. Goddamn. Man. The beef goes crazy though. That's crazy, but like Drake, like he's so like his fan base is like so crazy. Like he can say anything, and people will just go crazy about it.
Right,
and like, he just knows it, man. He knows it.
He does know it. He does know it. What was I finna say? I don't know. That's Drake for you. Champagne Poppy.
It's crazy.
And then he got beef with Rick Ross or something. Right. Cause he posted a screenshot of him and his mom texting, and he was saying, cause his mom like said something to him, and then he said something about Rick Ross. Let me see if I can find it.
Now tell me what my ass thought he said Bob Ross.
I'm
like, he beefing with somebody we ain't here no more. What the heck?
Didn't like Rick Ross like drop something on him too?
He was quick with it. Like after Drake's thing had leaked, he a couple hours he was ready. Like,
what song is it?
I don't know. I don't listen to Rick Ross for real.
I don't either. That's why.
So Drake's mom was
Champagne Moments.
So Drake's mom was like, why does she call him that?
Aubrey.
I know his name is Aubrey, but she called him Obbs.
Yeah. Obbs, yeah.
But she said...
Damn, he dropped the shit yesterday.
She said, the internet is saying, you got a nose job. You look the same to me in the kitchen today. I can't believe you would get one without me, because you know I always wanted one.
But with it.
And then she was like, don't tell me you got tattoos without me and now this too. She gonna say that, but she ain't saying nothing about the BBL, because you know they're saying... You know they're saying that that Drake got a BBL. They're saying... they're saying that he got work done.
That's so funny.
Yeah. because even in Megan's song, like when she dissed Nicki or whatever, you know, when she said the Megan's Law thing,
mm-hmm.
in that same song, she said something about like how like they walking around with the same scars, like talking about like, you know, yeah. And then he was like, he sent a bunch of laughing emojis. And he was like, I would have got us a 2-for-1 deal if I went, Ma. He was like, it's coming from the Rick Ross guy, the guy I did songs with. He's gone loopy off the Manjaro? I think that's how you say that. He was like, he and that was fucked up. He gonna say he hasn't eaten in days, and it's turned him angry and racist. He's performing at proms for money. It's bad. Don't worry. We'll handle it.
Crazy.
That low key gives me chills. We'll handle it is crazy.
Huh?
The part where he said we'll handle it, that's right. Crazy.
Gonna end up like X.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Allegedly, don't sue me, Drake. I'm convinced. I don't got the money.
chill, bro.
Drake, put us in your diss track, bro.
Right.
Bro, he ain't gonna. Nah, bro, he ain't. Nah.
You never know, Gabe, you never know.
Next, you know, like, I saw he gonna drop a song. He's gonna say something about three guys in the podcast. Oh, damn. And we gonna be like, bro, is this about us? Like, we gonna be like, Drake dissed us.
Drake dissed us. Oh my God. Hey, if I learned anything, is that any publicity is good publicity.
Honestly, yeah.
Until it's not.
But you gotta make it good publicity.
How are we gonna make a good publicity?
I don't fucking know. The fuck, bitch? We're just sitting here behind the mic.
Exactly.
Right.
Right. Say it again. Right.
Right. Right. What?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
That's funny. That's crazy, though. This beef is insane. And we are getting fed.
We are getting fed. Nah, I just need Cardi to feed me. Like, come on, man, where you at?
I mean, food be good right now too, though.
Honestly, yeah. I'm hungry as fuck. The only thing I've ate all day is a pretzel for my job. Fuck. And that was like on my 15. And that was, and you know, I left like work at like 3:52.
Yeah, I had a Chick-fil-A earlier, but I didn't even eat it all because I had to go work with my dad.
Damn. Mm. I had Chick-fil-A yesterday. Yeah, like the other day, I had Chick-fil-A. And so, like, normally, like, when I DoorDash Chick-fil-A, it'll be the Atlanta Highway one. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's always good. But I guess, like, because it was so late, I guess, like, it had, like, I guess, like, the Alps one was doing it.
Oh, heck.
Mid. Didn't even eat it all. I was pissed. Epps? Like
Epps?
Alps.
Yeah, Alps. Like Alps. Beechwood.
He, the one that he hates.
Oh. Yeah. Like mid. Like, I didn't even eat like all the mac and cheese. The mac and cheese didn't even taste like right to me. Like, it just, like, I couldn't eat it, bro. I'm like, what is this? Like.
Dude, I'm so mad, bro, because the one on East Side is closed down right now for renovations.
Right. How long have they been doing that?
For a while. It's been a month now, I think.
Like, how much longer they got? Do you know?
Oh, it's going to be till August, I think.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. They renovating the fuck out of
it. Like, what's it look like? What's it looking like?
It's still there, but it's like there, you have like the Bilgo like tractors and stuff like that, and like the Bobcats, like they're all like just like blocking the entrance, and like you can see that it's obviously getting renovated.
What are they like adding to it? Like, what are they?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Like, are they gonna like add like what the Beechwood Chick-fil-A has with the door, like that big door?
I'm not gonna lie, that should just look destroyed right now.
Damn, for real?
That should just look fucked up.
But you know what? I just, speaking of construction and all that, why don't they open the Whataburger closest to us now?
It's opening May 5th, I think. May 5th really? Or 4th, something like that.
Come down.
You can look it up.
Really?
Look it up. Chill. Just look up Whataburger.
I had Whataburger the other day because, you know, it finally, like, lets me, like, DoorDash shit.
Oh,
I
really?
I DoorDash that bitch. I fucked that shit up.
May 6th.
May 6th. There you go.
Oh, my God.
I fucked that food up.
Speaking of, can we get some today?
Really, Whataburger?
Yeah. I've been craving that for the longest time, I'll be honest with you.
Low-key, I wouldn't mind it.
I'm down.
All right. Who paying?
You know I'm low, so.
I got y'all for today.
Oh? Oh. Oh.
Right. Okay.
But y'all can't be fat fat.
I just really want a patty melt, for real.
I want a patty melt and a chick sandwich.
I mean, two sandwiches max. That's it.
Oh,
I don't even know if I want the fries.
No, I'm saying, like, you can have your meals, but, like, two sandwiches max.
Okay.
Like, none more than
that. I would say I really don't want no fries. I really just want the patty melt and the sandwich, low-key.
You can have your drink, you can have your fries. I don't give a shit about that. I'm just saying, like...
Two sandwiches, man. No, nothing more.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
What'd I say? We getting fed.
Right.
We getting fed.
Right. If Drake not gonna feed us, Gabe gonna feed us.
Oh, God.
Card declines.
Fuck. It's okay. You know, it's okay. You know, I got my little friend that worked there. Maybe she'll give us the food.
Right.
Doubt it.
Like, I saw her like a few days
after. You remember her name?
No.
I remember you now.
Literally.
Don't say now.
A few days later, because, you know, she used to do little demo things.
Yeah.
And, I guess one of her friends that's still there, like, I guess she was off for something that day. Mm. But, like, I had walked by and she said, hey, Darion. And, you know, I don't wear my name tag. So, like people actually know me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like.
Did you say hi back?
Yeah, I was just like, hey, I was doing something. Like, well, I don't know what I was doing. I probably just didn't want to talk to her.
Ain't no way, bro. You can get clothes at Whataburger. Like, clothes? You can get the merch if you get, like, 2,000 points clothes. And more.
You could get clothes at Cane's. They sell them.
No, but this is with 2,000 points is what I'm saying.
But they don't have a point system.
Well, they That's did, true. But you got, you know. They had it for their employees.
Shut the fuck
up. It's okay, team. It's okay, team.
Not like that. That's not what I meant.
I know, team. It's okay.
It's not what I meant, bro.
It's okay, team. I'm at 4.5 points if it makes you feel better. So,
whatever.
A half point, and they could technically fire me.
Bye bye. They ain't gonna fire you.
Nah, bro.
I feel like.
They need you too much.
They really do. Forever. And, like, they
that man Mark, he might he like your op, isn't he?
Of course Mark really isn't my op, for real. Like, he was the one that told me I'd come in today, like 2:40. Like, I was gonna come in anyway though. Like, fuck, like, that's my money.
Like,
that's
who are you to tell me?
Right. Because they know Tuesdays be packed. So, like, having an extra person, because literally my coworker comes in at 12 o'clock on Tuesdays by herself every week. Because we only have 3 full timers for night shift. Me, her, and then that other person. And then I'm off Tuesday and Friday, and then the other guy is off Tuesday and Wednesday. So you got two full-timers off on Tuesday. Mm. But
how many part-timers do you have coming in for night shift?
We got, we got like 3, 4, 5
Damn.
But like one of them is on leave. Like she's been on leave since like March because she had surgery, but she should be coming back in like I think these next couple weeks. Mm. And then we got you know my coworker I was talking about earlier. She'll come in at 1:30, you know throughout the week, and then on weekends she'll come in at 12. And then my coworker that's on leave. Her daughter works there too, and they both like come in at 5 o'clock. And then we got one guy. He only works 3 days. He works Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then we got one girl. She works Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So yeah. Oh. Yeah, but I was telling them I was like. Cause it's like when I'm not there, like they don't know what to do. They don't like. I'm like, if I'm not there, what are y'all going to do?
Right.
And I wasn't there yesterday. And of course, like.
Wait. So how many part timers did they have off yesterday? Since you weren't there, or full timers, my bad.
So it was just, and then.
Oh,
that's it.
Yeah, it was just.
Poor man.
It was, and then. Normally would work on Mondays, but they took her off the schedule this week, and like she worked her normal schedule, like she worked Saturday and Sunday, but like before they took her off the schedule completely, like she was already off on Monday, so she was like, "Well, I already made plans." I'm like, "Girl, make your plans. It's cool, whatever." And then they came in at 5, but it was only those two. But like those two didn't get shit done, like
right
for last night. And I mean,
how could they like? Barely started now, and then I don't know about the other dude.
But it's also like, well, see, it's a girl, but like she's been there like a couple months, but it's
I had a feeling.
Yeah, I literally said, I don't want to say this without being mean, but like, he does too much, like, and like he thinks he can move as fast as us, but like we tell him like. You're still new, like take your time to double check stuff. Cause
he's biting off more than he can chew.
Yeah, cause the other day, cause I like last Monday I was on my break. Cause mind you, I didn't get a 15 until 5 o'clock, and I was there since 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So I went on break and like a little bit of a rush started to happen because my handheld was going off. But I was like, I'm on break. They got it. Cause they need to learn like Darion can save y'all all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm on break, and. Like we have this one lady, like she's like, she's a regular, but she doesn't order like that frequently, but she has like a baking business. Mm-hmm. So she orders like a bunch of like sugar, like butter, like mm-hmm. eggs and stuff like that. And she had like a 40 something like item order. You know, she had like a bunch of like non-code stuff. And then she had like almost 30 items like worth of code stuff. He forgot all of her code stuff.
Damn.
Like. All of her cool stuff. Like
I bet she was pissed.
She was pissed. Like, because literally, one of the managers came up to me and they was like, hey, this lady called. You know, she said, like, she's missing, like, all of her cool stuff. And so she was like, like, tell her that I'm going to give her a $30 gift card, da 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 da. So I was like, okay, cool. But I told him, I was like, hey, like, really pay attention. Because, you did not give this lady her cool stuff at all. Like, and, like, she's, like, furious. Because, you know, like, she has a business. And, like, that's messing with her business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like, she obviously, like, places order at this time for a reason. Because she probably, like, needed this, like, you know, for the next day or something. So she had to go out her way the next day. Because I was off the next day. Because it was a Tuesday. But she had to go out her way the next day to like, come, you know, get all her stuff, get her gift card. And she was still upset about it. Because it's just, like.
Obviously, like, but, who wouldn't be?
Yeah, but you know, I just told him, like, just double check. But like you say, he just, you know, like, he just tries to take on too much.
But how did he not? Did he just like only saw it once and that's it?
I think what he did was because it was so because like because he tries to do like me, because when it's a rush of people and when people like constantly check in, I'll like line up all the cards, you know, and then like write sticky notes like, oh, this order goes to this spot, da 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 da, you know, to keep our scores good, because you know we have to dispense it within like 5 minutes for real.
Yeah.
But like I'll do that, and you know he started to catch on, and you know like hey cool, like if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. Like you know it doesn't work for everybody, it works for me though. So I guess like cause it was a bunch of people, I guess like he scanned the stuff, but he probably just forgot to like put the stuff on his cart, and so then he took it out, and then, but I was just like hey like just please double check. And you know, like he felt bad. I'm like, you know, like it's a mistake, but it's just like, that's like a big mistake.
That's a costly one.
Like
yeah.
You know, like I understand like if you miss like one, two items, but like 27 items, like that's a lot. That's a lot of money for her too.
It's like one of those things. Is like, I was talking to my coworker about this the other day. Mm-hmm. Whenever there's a mistake or anything like that happening, and I forgot how we got into the entire topic of it. But I told him, like, I don't understand why there are people, like, higher-ups, essentially, right? Right. I don't understand why they're yelling at the person for a mistake, whether it's big or small, you know? Because at the end of the day, that isn't going to fix it.
Right.
That really isn't.
Right.
You know, like, by the time that you took to yell at this person, you probably could have found out many different solutions to actually progress it. Right. Like for us, like, in landscape, you know, let's say we're doing irrigation. That's like making sure the plants get water and all that, right?
That just sucks.
It's a pain, but once you get a rhythm, it gets better.
Right.
But let's say
I'd be scared, bro, because you can like hit a pipe.
Yeah, you can hit a pipe. And if you, as soon as you hit a pipe, you gotta like find where you hit it, cut it up, add a coupling to it, and then that's pretty much what it is.
Right.
And if it's too short, then you have to like go through all this other process with it.
Right.
So let's say you're doing that and you hit a pipe, right? Mm-hmm. Like one of those the drip pipes.
Right.
And I'm not gonna be like, cause like I have his seniority over the dude. You know, I'm not gonna be like what are you doing? Like,
right.
Why weren't you paying attention? Why weren't you doing this? No, right. I'm gonna just be like, oh dang, bro. All right, go find a coupling.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, like.
Like, what am I gonna do? Right. I can't tell this dude like, yeah. Hey, bro, you messed up. I'm,
right.
Like, and I'm not gonna go off on the kid. You
especially
know?
Like when you're not like the boss, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and
even if you are the boss, just like don't do that.
Like, and it's about how you talk to people too. Like, yeah. Because if you sit there like because going back to Josh for a second, our store manager, like replacement or whatever, like because we still like haven't met like the new store manager or whatever, yeah. But the guy we've been having ever since like Robin left like all those months ago, he like chewed Josh out today, like he like dead ass like yelled at him, and like I've never like seen him like I've never seen that guy like mad like that before, mm-hmm. So I was like damn, like but like he like chewed him out over like something because you know Josh can drive the forklift, so. It was some stuff that needed to be dropped, but, like, all the forklift drivers were busy, so Josh was going to, like, drop it, and the dude, the manager was like, hey, like, we're about to be behind, like, don't worry about that right now. He was like, well, I need these for these orders, like, are you gonna do it? Because he can drive a forklift, too, so he was like, are you gonna do it? And then when he came back, he, like, chewed him out, like, yelled at him type shit, and it's like...
Wait, who yelled at him?
Like the manager, like, yelled at Josh. Because
after the manager said like, you're good.
Well, like don't do it.
Like he was saying like what are you doing? Like why are you like on a forklift right now when
you're getting behind on orders?
Right.
But you needed the stuff on the forklift for those orders.
Because like
yeah.
Because if we nil pick it, they're gonna get mad and they're gonna be like, why did you nil pick it?
Yeah. Okay. I get what you're saying.
So it's a lose situation.
Yeah. So like he had to get on the forklift in order to get the items.
Yeah.
So he got chewed out for even getting on the forklift.
Yeah, he got chewed out for, like, being on the forklift, but, like, the forklift drivers that we had at the time, because it was before I got into work, because, uh-huh. Like, he was, like, texting me about it or whatever, but, like, the forklift drivers that we had at the moment, like, they were either on break or, like, busy or something like that, so he was like, well, we need these now, so I'm just gonna, like, get them now, but he was like...
Yeah, so I feel like at that point, like, the dude should have just, like, understood where Josh was coming from, right? Yeah.
Right.
Or if he's not doing anything, or like, do it yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Or just like the way he should approach you could have been like, hey, man, well, like, why are you on the forklift? You know? And he's like, oh, I have to get these orders and everybody else is busy.
Or that's if, it. If you want to get a, if you want to be a good boss, be like, you can go pick like the rest of the stuff and now drop the stuff you need.
That right. too. Like, that too.
Because he's forklift certified. He can drop
it. Oh, too. Then he could have definitely.
Because he's gotten on the lift for me before. Like, because I needed him to like load a pallet for me.
Right.
Because like, after 12:30, because, you know, morning shift, like the morning shift workers, like, in different departments, they tend to leave, like, at 12:30 for real.
Yeah.
Because they come in at 4 a.m. So, like, all the, like, forklift drivers that we have, like, they leave at 12:30. So, like, we really don't have nobody until 3 o'clock.
Right, right.
So, like, when we need something dropped between then, like, we're really trying to, like, sit there and, like, try to find somebody, like, to drop the shit. Like.
Right.
Or whatever.
And it's just, like, stuff like that. Like, the time that it took to chew Josh out. Josh probably could have already had the order done.
Right.
You know, and then that's when I say, like, whenever you get pissed off or, like, you get a frustrated or aggravated, what's the point in chewing this person out? Like, yeah, I get it. You know, setting up, taking him out to the side. Like, the way you were talking to Joseph, best way you could handle that.
Fine.
Yeah.
Hey, man, look, you messed up. I get it. But next time, double check.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like.
You know, like,
I'm not about to sit there and like yell at this man. Yeah, like, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
Like, how is that gonna help?
And like he's gone to the point where he's really annoying me sometimes because like he goes on break. Don't tell nobody he's going on break. Like he always wants to pick. Like he's super like into like he tries to like. Because, you know, we have, like, a certain, like, requirements of, like for, like our picks. Like we have to pick at least 100 units per hour.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they calculate it is it goes by, like, the amount of items you're picking, like, based on, like, how long you're in the pick walk. Got but it. it only affects you when you're picking. And so, like, when we have a bunch of orders, because he's, like, not the fastest picker and we're faster, we have him dispense. But then he's like, oh, what about my numbers? And we always try to explain to him, like, when you're dispensing, your pick numbers don't matter right now. Like, and then they can see that you're dispensing. Mm-hmm. Like, they can see all that. But he, like, you know, like, he just want, like, he feels like our job is only picking. It's only dispensing. When we do a lot more than that. Like, when we have chill time, you know, we'll cancel orders, put them back, restock stuff, put it back, clean up. So
it's not just chill time. It's like reorganize everything.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, like, he thinks, like, oh, we're just picking. Oh, we're just, like, dispensing.
Got it. Okay.
But, you know, and we've, like, talked to management about him, you know. But, it like, it also sucks because Chance is on overnights right now for inventory. So, like, we don't, you know, we don't get to see him, bro.
Yeah.
And then we don't have a team. So,
It's just like you're just trying to do whatever you can type thing.
Yeah. And so like that. You know, we'll constantly tell him, you know, but it's just like, I don't know, like
it's like one of those things you don't have to you wish you didn't have to re-say and re-say.
Yeah. Cuz I feel like especially like we're all grown.
Yeah.
You're older than me. Like you're like he's almost 40.
Right. And you shouldn't have to explain this to a 40-year-old.
Yeah, like I'm 22.
Yeah.
Like I'm not your team lead. I'm not your boss. I get paid a little bit more to you because I've been there longer. Yeah. But, like, at the end of the day, I should just have to worry about me, like, myself and I. I shouldn't have to sit there and be like, oh. Because the other day, I was talking to one of my coworkers because she was about to get ready to leave because I was up there dispensing. And then you know how Nazir used to talk about. Came over there. And, like, she was in one of her little moods. She had an attitude. And she was like, hi, like, what are y'all doing? Like being like, she was really like, what the fuck are y'all doing? And I was like, oh, I'm dispensing. And she's about to get ready to go because she was about to leave at 6. She was like, where's everybody else at? I was like, Caitlin's on lunch. Michael's picking. I don't know where Joseph was at. Maybe he's in the bathroom. She was like, no, he's at the TVs. Like,
what?
Like he's sitting over there looking at TVs. Like, and I'm like, well, I told you I'm dispensing. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, I'm not the boss of him. Like, I get it. Like, y'all want us, like, especially since we have a team lead, y'all want, like, us people that's, like, that's been there longer to, like, take initiative and, like, run stuff. But, like.
You can't do that if you're.
Like, I can only do so much. Like.
Yeah. Why was he even looking at the TVs?
I don't know. Like, he just goes off, like, to do stuff. And it's just like, bro, like.
What?
He'll, like. he'll go on break. He'll take long breaks. Like, we only get 2:15s and a 30-minute lunch.
Oh, you were telling us about that, where he combines the both, right? Like, he's even though he isn't taking his lunch, he's still giving it, like, that
combined amount. And on Sundays, because, you know, we close at 6 o'clock, and Sundays, we take a group lunch. So we all just go on lunch at 6 o'clock when we close. So when we're done with lunch, we all come back and just start picking for the next day, because that's all we're doing for the rest of the shift.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, they, like, pulled a couple, because it was a lot of us. It was, like, 6 of us. So they pulled a couple of us, because Shanice was, like, because it was 6 of us. So she was, like, I want 3 people, like, up here, and then I'm going to pull other 3 people. So me, Caitlin, and Michael stayed in Club Pickup, because I had got sent to gas station for a little bit, but I had to cover a break. Mm-hmm. But then after that, like, I was back in Club Pickup. And they pulled Joseph to, like, zone. They pulled Samantha to zone, and they pulled Melissa to be at the door, like the front door, like, you know, asking for memberships and stuff. And he's, like, supposed to be zoning. He's not even zoning right. Like, he's just grabbing boxes. He's not, like, because when you're zoning, you're supposed to pull the empty boxes, but you're also supposed to pull the stuff up and make the stuff, like, look nice, like, presentable, for real. Mm-hmm. And you would think he would know that, because he was a stalker at Walmart. Like, he said, like, when he came from Walmart, he said he did carts and stalking.
That's crazy.
So,
I think he lied on his resume.
So how do you not know how to zone? Like, but he was talking to me and or whatever, because he was like, I think I'm going to go on my lunch interview. And we're like, we tell you this every Sunday. We all go on lunch together so we can all go at the same time and come back at the same time and start picking. Like, what's the point of you going at lunch at, like, 5 o'clock? We close at 6. Just wait the hour, and then we can all go. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he was like, okay. And then it was, like, 6 o'clock, and, you know, we were going to lunch. He was like, I'm going to go on my lunch in, like, 10 minutes. I said, no, go now. Like what's the point of you waiting? And I, like, was like, dude, like, you're trying to, like, finesse the system. And I get finesse in the system. But, like, go on lunch. Just go on lunch. Please go on lunch.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing too much. Just go on lunch. Okay. He still came back, like, late. So I'm just like, okay. Like, so you're just going to do whatever you want. Anyway.
Nah, like, bruh. I would have been, nah, bruh. Nah.
Like, I just, I don't understand it, man. But anyways, because I can sit there and talk about work all day. I'll talk about the car. I don't know if we have more to talk about or if you want it, like, to end it.
We're at, like, 1:15. I don't know. If y'all want to keep going, we can. If y'all want to end it, it doesn't matter.
I don't know, bro.
That's insane.
Like, it's more to it, and I'll tell y'all in the car. But, like, I don't talked about work too much in this episode. So,
you know what? It's your day off, kind of.
Like, literally.
Kind of. He had to go in today.
I know.
That's not even a day off.
Literally, like, I literally went in. But, like, the 4 hours went by fast. Like,
yeah, see?
I, like, 3:30, I was like, okay, I'm gone. Like, because I was like, I'm going on break, and I'm going home.
Well, I mean, I'm going to let you stop talking about work, but I'm going to talk about work right now.
Okay, go for it.
So, like, nah, bro, today sucks.
Should I talk about work next? Oh, wait.
What did Loco say? Did they, or did you, or
oh,
you
Oh, shit,
not
I never called back.
Oh, damn. That's okay.
I forgot.
But no, it's a red flag, though, if she wanted you to start that week.
No, for real. Okay, like, I'm going to talk about that.
All right.
So, by the way, I'm going to blurt out that.
Oh, my bad.
You're good. So I had an interview, and I don't know if this goes for other places, but here in little El Athens, if you get called for an interview and they're urgently hiring, go ahead and don't go.
My mistake when I was working at TJ.
Because I went to this interview, and She didn't talk about no, like, strengths, no weaknesses, no nothing like...
None of that.
No. She's like, so, when are you available?
Right.
First question. I'm like, oh.
Huh?
I'm like, okay. Actually, no. She didn't even ask. I'm lying. She didn't even ask. She said, so, pretty much, we're just hiring for these 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. From 4 to, like, close, which is, like, 11. So it'll be, like, what, 7 hours, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
7. But then probably, like, you might get out probably close to 12 because, you know, cleaning and stuff.
Yeah. And then she told me that. She said, yeah, like, cleaning, like...
That's an 8-hour shift.
And then, like, getting, like, the kitchen stuff because it was for a dishwasher position.
Oh, damn.
So getting, like, the kitchen dishes and stuff like that, like... It just depends on how fast I am.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, that's, yeah, that can vary.
Right.
So, depending if it's a hard day or not,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And she was like, she said she hasn't hired for a dishwasher in so long, but I just think that's bullshit.
That is. I'm pretty sure the last guy quit 5 seconds after she called you.
Literally. Because I'm like, I don't know, man, like. It just seems so, like, crazy. And she didn't tell me what the starting pay was either, but she wanted me to start that week. So I went in for, what was it, Tuesday, I think? It was a Wednesday.
Which one was it?
It's this one right here.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, remember I was like, because, you know.
That's right.
She wanted me to start that Friday, and I'm
and you
like,
went Wednesday?
Yeah,
bruh.
One day off, and then right to work,
bruh.
I'm like, you tripping,
yeah, bro.
And I'm glad I didn't say yes because I have the tendency of not saying no,
right?
Like, because that's just how I am. I'm just like, I'm afraid to say no. But I told her that I was keeping my options open, and like, and I didn't know if I had plans this week or not. Because obviously that's quick. That's
right.
That's a fast commitment.
Like, yeah, that's too much. Like,
yeah, and that's an immediate red flag. So anywhere that you know, if you are getting hired at and you're gonna start that same week, go ahead and not go because that's insane.
Not even that. It's just the fact that they asked you. So here's are these the days like when can you start type thing. Like, nah, bro. Like. Ask me about me. Let me try to finesse you real quick.
Right.
You know?
Like she didn't even ask, like, your strengths or weaknesses. Like, yeah, like basic, like, interview questions.
Yeah, she didn't say nothing about, like, are you a team builder or nothing? Right. No, she said, I'm gonna be alone by myself. I'm like, what? By myself? I'm like,
alone?
I wouldn't have did that.
Doing all the dishes? That's kind of crazy. Like,
no, and it's a lot of dishes,
imagine,
too.
The amount of people that go there.
And it's the weekend. It's not like the weekdays. It's
nah,
the weekend.
Bro. Nah. I
think they probably swamped on weekends.
They really needed somebody that weekend probably for that given.
Yeah. You know.
Right.
Nah, bro. Ain't no way. Nah.
And then she said I could call her yesterday, Monday, to see if I could start this week. I'm like.
How about you don't call her?
It's not Monday.
I mean, like, how about you don't call her at all?
Yeah, I'm not.
And just try to find somewhere else.
Yeah. I think I'm a. Because. I kind of fucked up. this other job called me. Just go ahead and move this out to Publix.
All right, bro. Chill out.
I also went to applied there. But I didn't apply for, like, nothing basic. I went to, like, the deli. Because, like,
are you going to become meat?
That sounds a lot better than dealing with customers. And, like.
You still deal with customers, dog.
But, like, not as much.
And you,
like,
do. And sometimes you got to deal with them, like, little, like, nitpicky ones.
Yeah,
because, like,
they're going to ask you how thin, how thick you want the meat to be cut.
That's
and
the,
like,
fucking job, Gabe. That's what I do when I go there.
What you do?
Like, when I get meat, like, cut?
You tell them,
yeah.
Like, how much you want it cut?
Yeah.
Oh. No, and I get that. But I'm saying, like, when they cut it and you're like, oh, no, that's too thin. Can you make it a little bit thicker?
Okay, no, yeah.
Then you have to do that again. It's like, oh, but that's too thin. Like, can you make it thinner?
That would be annoying.
You know, like, and it's like.
Could you meet those people?
Yeah. You know, it's just like, can I have it, like, thin? And then, because they have to cut it and you have to show them, like, if this is the right thin, like, thickness you want. Right? That's what the job is.
Right.
But then there are times where it's like. Like, I get it if you say, like, can you actually just make it a little bit thicker? You know, like, whatever, just something real quick. And they're like, right. Is that good? You're like, yeah, that's cool. You know, that's what I want. Versus, like, no, that's still a little bit too thick. Can you make it thinner?
Right.
And they're like, no, but that's way too thin now. You know, like, nah, bro. Like,
yeah.
At that point, you just wanted, like,
I tell them, like, you can come back here and do it yourself.
Right. Come do it yourself.
Like, come on now.
But just be careful with that, though.
No.
I don't want you to lose a finger or anything.
All right.
Which one? The one on East Side?
Yeah, the one by my house.
Oh, but I think they have, like...
you're gonna work with... It's not great.
Isn't Jose still working there?
Oh, he's off in New York. He's like in the army.
Oh shit.
He's in what is that? What's that college called? I forgot what it's called. It's the one in New York. I forgot what it's called though. It's like a military college.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but I don't keep up with New York.
Mm-hmm. His sister, I think, is a manager there though.
In college?
In Publix?
Yeah.
Oh. What is
that? For real.
A manager in college.
Come on now.
I mean, I don't know, dog. I'm hungry.
I am too.
What? What?
A manager in college? Imagine.
I don't know. Like, in my head, it made sense. I don't know.
That's funny. Oh, brother.
It's okay, fine.
Oh, so he works over there. Never mind.
I thought you told me he worked there.
Did I?
Yeah, you did tell me that.
You did tell him that.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
You were the one who did tell him that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
But you know, he'll try to talk to me every now and then.
Right.
And like he sent me a snap or something one day, and like he was like he had like his Publix stuff on. I'm like, oh, you work at Publix? He was like, yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna say, man, just like, I'm pretty sure you're gonna hardly interact with the dude. Just do your work, keep your head down, type shit.
He's like front end.
Yeah, that's what I thought. If I did see him, I'm assuming that's where I saw him.
Yeah. I mean, just like I said, you know, keep your head down, do your work, you know, be careful and all that.
And try not to lose a finger.
Well, try not to lose your temper is what I was going to say, too.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I just want a job where I could just, like, cook, honestly.
You
want to
cook?
I don't want to, like, cook, but, like, I want to do some easy shit. I don't want to deal with customers and, like, stuff like that. Like not gonna lie, Cane's was pretty easy. Like, as much as I bitched about it, it was not that bad.
I'm pretty,
like,
I wouldn't last a day there.
Besides, like, the non-breaks.
That is crazy.
Like I said, I'm going to take my break.
But it's just like when you get in the flow, like,
you get in the you can't.
Yeah,
I feel you.
And that's just
though.
Like every day over there.
I feel you.
It's like it's one of those things where like, you risk it,
right?
Because you know if you go break, you go back, you're like, oh crap, you know, and then it starts slowing things down. Because Cane's be popping.
Yeah,
but I feel like at the deli, dude, you should be chill.
Yeah,
I mean you'd probably be preparing some subs too, but you should be chill.
Yeah, I don't know. Either that or Walmart.
No.
I don't want to go either, but...
No.
I don't know.
I mean...
You could go try Kroger.
Like, what would you do at Walmart?
Same thing, deli. But I know someone there, so...
At Walmart?
Like, someone that could probably get me a job there.
Oh.
Like the one on Eastside?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to get to the one on Eastside.
I wouldn't either, but...
I'm going to tell you, the reason why is because you're going to see everybody that you know there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like your mom's going to be there. My mom's going to be there. I'm pretty sure some of your theos are going to be there.
Everybody's going to be
there. You're probably going to see Julissa, Darili.
I see them at Sam's Club. Like
They show up anywhere, bro.
Yeah.
Sometimes I pop up. I don't need you to see me going to the clothes section buying stuff.
We do that anyways.
Yeah, but it's different when you're working.
I'm in the fucking deli. I'm not. I can't even see you.
It's not hard to miss a fat guy walking by straight to the clothes.
Now what if? But what if you on break? Cause you get a break over there. you get your break's mandatory over there. So
yeah.
What do you mean if I get a break?
Like you gonna go on break? You know what if you want to buy some clothes and you just see gay? You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna want to buy some clothes on my break. I'm gonna go take my break. I can buy
you
some
never
clothes
know.
After.
You never know.
I can buy some clothes after.
You never know.
And if I see Gabe, I would just be like, what's up, Gabe? Like, hi. You're my cousin. You're my friend. Hello.
Right. I hate
you. You're going to be like, what up, bitch? I swear, I feel like you say some shit like that.
I hate...
He would cut her off like three times. No,
I was going to say, I hate seeing people I know at work.
I'm chill if it's like like people like I'm cool with, but like when it comes to like to family, it's like it feels a little weird.
Especially like when it's my mom, cause you know I don't like talk to my parents like that. But like every time every time they see me at work, they make it a mission to come talk to me, and like they'll like sit there and like be trying to give me like a life story about whatever the fuck. I'm like I'm at work. Like can y'all like can we do this another time?
Right.
Like, come on now.
No, man. I feel like every time I see someone, I feel like they just want a discount.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like the scary thing. And so, I feel like it's different. It's like you can't just give someone a discount.
Right. And like someone had told me that before. They was like, oh, when I think I was still a cashier, they're like, oh, can you give me a discount? I'm like, how am I going to give you a discount? Like, the only time I could probably give them a discount is if they use my membership.
Right. But like, even like at Cane's or something, like I saw Caitlin. She was actually my first order.
Like our Caitlin?
Yeah, our Caitlin.
Aw.
She was like the first person I took like their order, which is so funny.
Aw.
I love that it was her. But like I wish I could have gave her a discount, but right. I just like
you couldn't.
Imagine what she ordered. Like what she get to drink? Did she get a Sprite?
Dog, I don't know.
imagine like if y'all didn't have Sprite. And then, like, she brought a pew-pew.
Oh! Like, oh, man. I feel like that should be wrapping up the episode.
She brought a pew-pew.
Okay.
Because she learned from that one time.
Right, as Zaxby's, bro.
I'm right. saying because, like, it's almost 12.
Oh, damn. It's 11:30.
Yeah.
Damn, bro, I gotta work tomorrow.
Oh. I say we get the food, we take her to go. Like, after we get the food, we drop people off, then we just eat at our own separate times.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's fine.
Yeah, because I, it's, you
know, yeah, yeah, it's, yeah, that's cool.
Like, I love eating with y'all, but, like,
Gabe, same, Gabe, we get you know. It, we get it. If you want to go, we can
no, it's not that. It's no, I don't want to
Gabe,
get,
Gabe, huh? Like, we want to go home. So
oh,
we can,
oh, that's what you're saying.
We get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We get it.
It's going to see if you sleep.
No, me, I'm probably just going to go back to sleep. I was sleeping good.
You better eat.
I'm going to eat.
I'm spending my money on you. You better eat.
I'm going to eat. Calm down.
You better show that before and after.
Okay.
All right.
I will.
It's going to be like that one time he sent us that patty melt and then it was gone within like 5 minutes.
It was like 5 minutes.
I think that was my first time eating with a burger.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I was in Buford when yeah. I was here. That's right. Yeah. That shit was actually good, though. Anyways.
Go ahead, Tink.
We hope you guys enjoy this episode of like me like ranting about work, of us talking about Avatar. And like whatever for real. But as always, we would like to say thank you to Mr. Rick Dunn and Miu Radio Athens, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have a place to record at every 2 weeks. Every now and then. You can catch our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, RSS.com, all that good stuff. You can also catch us on Miu Radio Athens on Thursdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 a.m. You can also catch us on our socials, our TikTok and our Instagram at TD3Podcast, and then our Twitter at TD3Pod. And is that it? Am I forgetting anything?
Did you do the YouTube?
Oh, and then YouTube, search of at TD3Podcast.
I think that's it.
And then, yeah. So, we will see you guys next time.
Yes, sir.
Catch you guys next time in the deep end.
TD3 out.
Oh, brother.
This guy stinks.